The likelihood of large cruise ships returning to the Upper Lynn Canal this summer has improved drastically over the last 48 hours. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. That story is up next. On Friday morning, I talked with Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata about the bill that unanimously passed through the U.S. Senate on Thursday, co-sponsored by U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan. That bill seeks to bypass the Passenger Vessel Services Act temporarily. The PVSA is the law that prohibits foreign-flagged ships from carrying American citizens between domestic ports without a stop in a foreign port. That's why international cruise ships visiting Alaska stop in British Columbia. What does this mean for Skagway?
Well, it puts us a lot closer to a reality of having cruise ships come late July, early August. I still think there are some other hoops that need to be jumped through, not the least of which is the House vote, although I don't foresee that as being a problem. But I know that they are starting to crew vessels, and we could see anywhere from, you know, 6 to 7 ships a week, late July, early August, if things work out. How many people are on those boats, what boats they are, that remains to be seen. I'm making some phone calls today to try and find out, but it's looking a lot better than it looked a few days ago.
Are the cruise ships requiring all passengers to be vaccinated before boarding?
So far, Norwegian Cruise Lines definitely is, but I would expect announcements from Carnival probably in the next few days that they are going to require them. Because if they don't require them, there's a whole other series of hoops they have to jump through. And when I work out the math on the timeline, it doesn't work out. So in my opinion, for whatever that's worth, they're going to have to go to a vaccination policy to be able to get to Alaska this summer.
Interesting. Now, the CDC, right at the same time, has released new guidelines about masks. And if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. What does that mean for the community and the tourism best management practices?
Well, I think, you know, one of the key things it means is that there's no reason to force cruise passengers to operate within a bubble, which means when the cruise ships come to town, the passengers should be able to move freely around town, go to whatever business they like, go on whatever tour they like. So I think that's actually even a more important announcement that we heard over the last couple of days, that the CDC is not going to require bubbles.
Right. So if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. You can be within 6 feet of other people, and most likely you're going to be just fine. 90-some% likelihood that you're going to be okay.
Great.
Right.
That's what they're saying. So, yeah, we get some kind of return to normalcy. Now, like I say, you know, we should temper our enthusiasm a little bit, but, you know, we went from having almost no chance of seeing cruise ships to having a pretty good chance of at least seeing some cruise ships now. So it's great news, especially for year-round businesses.
What about mask mandates inside municipal buildings? With this new guidance from the CDC, does that mean that we won't be required to mask at City Hall? Will you be lifting the emergency declaration?
Well, you know, I mentioned at the last assembly meeting that I thought it was something that we should review. So we've been communicating with the clinic and, you know, with other entities, both locally and around the state. And, you know, me personally, as mayor, I would like to see us take a really hard look at the emergency declaration and perhaps in the next couple of cycles so that I do believe it's time to rescind it. But it's not my decision to make. It's a decision the assembly needs to make.
Okay. All right. So chances look good. The cruise ships are coming late July, early August. We might have up to 6 ships a week. But how long is it going to take the House to get through and pass something if they do?
I've been told that that process should happen, quote unquote, very soon. So you can take that the same way I did, which is it's vague. But very soon, in my opinion, would be by the end of next week.
When do businesses start gearing up for this or leveling up? If they think that that's going to be a thing, I guess they start immediately. But where are we? Like, how certain are we that these things are going to happen, that these cruise ships are going to come to town?
This is why I say temper your enthusiasm, because this is not a done deal. There still are hoops that need to be jumped through. There's still some questions. However, it's looking a lot better than it did. I think that we have to know something by the end of the month, because either the cruises are going to come here or they have to consider gearing up to go elsewhere, because they're quickly approaching the deadline. You know, if the target date is late July, early August, it makes sense to come up here. If the target date is the end of August, it no longer makes sense to come up here.
Your advice to business is you can start thinking about how to scale up, but don't scale up until we have final word.
Exactly.
That was a conversation with Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata. I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.